Okay, let's go a little deeper with this full moon. I decided to do it in this way because, again, it's so interesting how this full moon in Capricorn and Capricorn energy still has so much to do with the unfolding of our path, of our journey, of our soul. And on a collective level, I feel the soul of the collective. That's why I decided to break this class down in two parts. So the important thing to note with this lunar event is how much the energy has changed around Capricorn energy in comparison to really the last 3 years. Because since 2018, any event, especially lunar events, especially with eclipses that have had to do with Capricorn, since 2018 were in conjunction to Saturn in Capricorn, in conjunction to Pluto in Capricorn, in conjunction to Jupiter in Capricorn, in conjunction to the South Node in Capricorn. All of the big leaders next to the moon, next to emotional transformation, next to emotional processing, next to this moon that has to do with what we hold true to our hearts and it being completely shattered and transformed. With that said, at the time of this full moon, we have the sun in Cancer creating a trine to Jupiter in Pisces. We have not had that aspect, which I believe I mentioned in the what's coming up for June class, which was a Zoom class. It's the sun in Cancer in connection to Jupiter in Pisces. We have not had that aspect in 12 years. So it's important to think about the succession of events. And the succession of events matters because the sun in Cancer connecting to a Jupiter in Pisces 12 years ago had not experienced the transformation of institutions, the collective, the status quo, and everything I've mentioned already. So now that spiritual energy, which is Cancer, a sense of home from a spiritual place, and Pisces, the connection to everything from a spiritual place, now really, really matters. And it's new and it's different. And it's almost our guiding light into building something new. Another thing to note, another thing that's new, is the fact that the ruler of the full moon, the ruler is Saturn. And we're experiencing a Saturn that is now in Aquarius. And if you recall in the first audio, I talked about what Saturn in Aquarius means. So even the ruler of the full moon is in a completely different state. This is important because Saturn rules both Capricorn and Aquarius. But think about the difference in energies that those two signs hold. Capricorn is earth energy, Aquarius is air energy, which, by the way, Aquarius is also co-ruled by Uranus. So Aquarius is ruled both by Saturn and Uranus. So Aquarius has the ability to build and be just as disciplined as Capricorn, but it's meant to do it differently because Uranus comes into play. And think about how we are also coming from and still technically experiencing the square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. The shift that we're experiencing is massive because a lot of these alignments did not exist prior to this full moon. And this full moon represents the understanding, the fundamental understanding that things are meant to be built differently from a different space within us and how that takes time. So again, why is it important to know these aspects that we haven't experienced either ever before or in a really, really long time? It's important to note them because whenever we experience new astrological events with such emphasis and heaviness, like what we're experiencing now, it represents a shift in collective consciousness. And in order for there to be a shift in the collective, a shift in collective consciousness, consciousness within us as individuals needs to shift as well. We need to go from this space of, why is this happening to me? Why don't I understand? Why are my relationships falling apart? Why am I moving homes? Why don't I want this career? We need to shift the perspective from I to understanding that our individual lives are changing for the collective, for the greater good. This is why I feel so uncomfortable, because the cosmos are taking away this idea that we are the only thing that's happening. Yes, we have authorship to direct our lives in the way that we want them. And that's coming thanks to Saturn in Aquarius. But with Pisces energy, with the current Cancer energy, and with the more profound meaning of Aquarius energy, the cosmos are telling us, you have power of authorship, you have power of autonomy, but we're going back to the fundamental rule of connection, which is what is for the greater good. I have talked about this being the lesson of Aquarius energy, but now we're finally feeling it. We're finally feeling it. We are not feeling uncomfortable at an individual level just because our lives are changing. We are feeling comfortable at an individual level because the collective consciousness is changing. And that is so much bigger than us. For a long, long time, we have heard, I want to connect with something greater than myself. I want to create something that is much greater than me. I want to be a part of something that is greater than me. Well, here it is, my loves. And it's not a fun ride. And that is not to discourage you. That is not to be a negative Nancy. Not at all. But I do want to be honest with you. And I want you to understand the greater message. Regardless of whether you see your direct impact in the collective consciousness right now is almost irrelevant. This discomfort that you're going through, this ability to hold what was and no longer is, and what will be, and you can't really see, the holding of these two opposites is necessary so that you can create space to hold for others and yourself. It is really like a boot camp in holding space, while at the same time honoring your individuality, because Aquarius is still involved. And look, the combination of this energy will be made, or will feel easier to acclimate to, as Saturn continues to its transit through Aquarius. It is important to understand that signs are broken up into what we call deacons in astrology. And each sign has three deacons. The first deacon is from degrees 1 through 9. The second deacon is from 10 degrees to 20 degrees. And then the third deacon is from 21 degrees to 30 degrees. The first deacon is the very young, almost immature, if you will, or just very raw expression of that sign. We're not quite used to it yet. We don't know how it works. It's very young. It can feel erratic. It can feel uncontrollable. The second deacon is, okay, now I know how you work. Now I know how the first 9 degrees of this energy works. Now I can navigate it a little better. The third deacon is about this comfort and mastering of that last part of that sign. We are at the first deacon of Saturn in Aquarius. We are still trying to understand what that means. We are still trying to understand what it means to transform our individual lives for the greater good. The understanding that we're gaining with this full moon in Capricorn is, okay, I am no longer tied to the status quo in the way that I used to be. So if I'm no longer tied to the status quo in the way that I used to be, I now understand that I have the freedom to build my life in the way that I want it. But look, the essence of freedom is to develop a strong sense of responsibility. And the reason that we need to build a strong sense of responsibility is so that we are not a burden to others, but instead are a help. This dynamic between being a burden or being of help is all about Saturn. So how interesting that we are experiencing this shift in consciousness with Saturn in Aquarius, which while it can represent freedom, we still have to follow Saturnian rules. We still have to make responsible adult decisions, again, not just for ourselves, but for others, for the collective. This is a lot of convoluted energy. This is a lot of change happening that our human minds are only beginning to understand. We are only beginning to understand that this isn't just about moving past the relationship. This isn't just about finding a new job. This isn't just about moving homes to a different city. This isn't just about that. This is about, yes, that, but the direction that our entire society is taking from now, really, till the next 30 years. Why is this so important with just the full moon? Because it's in Capricorn. And Capricorn energy is what has shifted our foundations, our fundamentals, our belief systems. And that's why it's important to look at this full moon and that's why I found it so important to break it down in the way that I have. So to continue on with Capricorn energy, particularly in Pluto, Pluto, I've said this before, represents, or whenever we have a heavy Pluto transit, it represents the stripping of any self-deceit. It exposes all of the gunk. It exposes all of the darkness, right? But Pluto in Capricorn is about the exposure of Capricorn energy, which tends to be nice and tidy, which tends to present itself in a certain way because you don't want to divulge the dark side. You don't need people in your business. You don't need people to know what's happening behind the scenes. Look, I'll just give you a very clear example. As a Capricorn, and this isn't just to talk about myself, but this is Capricorn energy and I know it very well. And I know both sides and I know pre and post a heavy Plutonian transit. I used to function very much in this is how I dress because dressing in this way gets me more respect. I work in a law firm and because that's a respectable job that pays me really good money and that allows me to live in a certain way so that I can look like a certain way in front of certain people. It gives me status. It gave me status. It gave me this idea of respect that I thought I needed in order to fulfill my purpose in the world. What did not fit in that persona was me sharing my breakups, my roller coaster love life. There was no sense of having safe space or creating safe space for someone else. It was very much, my love, we don't have time to cry. All we have time is to do work and produce, and that's going to make me feel satisfied and accomplished. Come a Pluto transit, it was about letting all of the stuff come out, seeking and having this urgency to find safe space in order for me to ugly cry in front of someone about why am I alone? Why can I not find love? Why is my love life such a mess? Why do I have a shitty relationship with my mom? Why has all of this happened? Things that I thought made me weak. All of a sudden, it took a Pluto transit to say, no, this is where your sense of empowerment comes from. But in order for you to do that, you have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. Why is this important? Because this is what we have all experienced in some way, shape, or form. And it's important to recognize that Pluto is bringing out what society for a long time, maybe not so much right now, but definitely 3 years ago and prior to that, what society considered unacceptable or ugly. Okay? Remember back in 2018, At the time, Jupiter was in Scorpio. And I remember this so clearly. The day that Jupiter, the planet of expansion and putting a highlight on something, entered Scorpio was the day that all of the Harvey Weinstein stuff came out. Pluto was obviously in Capricorn. Jupiter entered Scorpio, and Scorpio is ruled by Pluto. All of a sudden, all of the gunk, all of the messiness, all of the disgusting things that this man did were brought up to the light. This is the perfect example of someone being in power, Capricorn, taking advantage of that power, Pluto in Capricorn, and then all of a sudden, something like Jupiter in Scorpio putting a highlight to all of the disgusting things that he did. All of the things that were kept hush-hush because, on the one hand, some of the victims were afraid to come out, and on the other, these people in power were untouchable, and you don't talk about those things in Hollywood. You only talk about the glitz and glamour, came out, and there began a revolution of women standing up for other women. This is the perfect example of what Pluto is doing to Capricorn energy. It's bringing out all of the, again, the gunk. I like to use that word because I feel it encompasses so much. It brings out all of the gunk, not only to be looked at, but to be accepted. These are things that happen to us. These are things that we as human beings experience. Why are we trying to hide them? Why are they a taboo? Why should people keep their mouths quiet? Why should people keep their mouths shut when they experience something like a breakup or a rape or being attacked or wanting to process emotions? Think about the surge of emotional processing that has occurred over the last 3 to 4 years. It has been because of all of the Capricorn energy that we're experiencing. Why does this matter now? Because this is the first lunar event that is present, like I said earlier in the recording, that is present to many, many new aspects that we haven't experienced before. All of a sudden, the new status quo that Capricorn represents is going to be built on, ideally, compassion, understanding. It's okay to come out with what bothers you, with what breaks your heart, with what makes you, with what triggers certain traumas. It's okay. Remember when they used to tell us it's not okay to air your dirty laundry? And remember how the dirty laundry represented so many things that now when we find ourselves in safe space, we happily air out because it makes us feel liberated and it makes us feel like it lifts a weight off our chest? That term, which I have always hated, airing your dirty laundry, I feel that it'll no longer exist because there is no such thing. What there is humans having human experiences. And what is that represented by? Aquarius and Pisces. This lunar event is so important that I don't think that it's being given the emphasis that it needs to be given. It's not just about Capricorn representing the same thing. It's about Capricorn representing a brand new foundation. And it's important to understand the course that Capricornian energy has endured and what it's transforming into now. So on the collective, it's much easier to see it because what is going to happen, I believe, according to what I've seen in the astrological climate to the end of the year, I feel that the polarization of opinions is going to be heightened and highlighted. It needs to. Because from that space, my hope is that we will begin to see the polarization and how much damage that has done. This has more to do with the Gemini-Sagittarius axis of the zodiac than it does with this Capricorn energy, but we have to acknowledge it because we are technically still in eclipse season. So if we acknowledge the polarization of opinions, that means that communication amongst each other will change. And this definitely affects relationships. So, on an individual level, on a level that has to do more with us and our relationships, Capricorn energy and Aquarius energy is asking us, because they're both ruled by Saturn, let's be clear, but let's be open. Capricorn energy has tended to be very black and white, has tended to be very all or nothing. This is why I mentioned before that normally a moon in Capricorn can be seen as, I'm not asking for help, I am self-sufficient, and that is what makes me feel safe and at home and nurtured, the fact that I can do things myself. But because of everything I've said over the last 20 minutes, Aquarius energy is saying, okay, get clear about who you are, know who you are, own who you are. But my love, you're going to have to collaborate. And here's the thing. Collaborating, relating, and being with others when we are clear about who we are, but open to seeing what another has to say instead of having polarizing opinions with a closed mind, gets us much further than not. And guess what? It doesn't leave us alone. It doesn't leave us in a place where we are lonely in life, where we are secluded from others. And the whole point of this transformation is for us to unite, is for us to ask for help. So from that space, understand that relationships, there's going to be much more clarity in relationships. And that may not seem like the case right now. That has a lot to do with the fact that eclipses have just or are about to end, that we are coming out of a Mercury retrograde. But communication and relationships will change. And we are going to be much more clear about our negotiables and non-negotiables, for instance. And from that place, attract a different type of partner, of friends, of work relationships, of collaborations. This is about, for instance, you being a freelancer and saying, okay, I want to work with this company. And you saying, but this is all of the work that I'm willing to do for this amount of money. And then, and at the same time, still being open to this company that you want to work with to say, okay, how about you work this amount and we pay you this amount? And is this ability and willingness to be open to negotiate, to find a happy medium, to no longer be about all or nothing, me against you, you against me. This has to do, and this will develop a lot more with heavy Pisces energy in 2022. Finally, it's important to remember that this full moon is also taking place during the opening of the summer solstice. The summer solstice, in a very basic way, it is about the balance of lightness and dark. So what this is asking us is, what am I giving a lot of attention to and what have I neglected? And from this point forward, perhaps we decide that that which we have neglected, we're going to give more attention to and give a little less light to that which has taken up our time in the last 6 months. This doesn't mean that that's exactly how it has to manifest, but I believe that for the most part, that is how it's going to manifest. We're going to recognize that there are other parts of our life that need a little bit more of our attention. And so some things are going to have to take a back seat. And come the fall equinox in September, we're going to come to this, again, check-in point of, okay, do I feel happy with what I'm giving my attention to now? And do I want to go back to giving attention to that which I was giving more attention to 3 months ago? It requires flexibility, but with the acknowledgement that there is something that's coming up in our lives that is a little more important than just work, for instance, and are we willing to give our time and energy to that? Okay. This is such a significant full moon. I hope this is helpful. And please keep this recording. Highly suggest that you keep this recording to perhaps come back to. specifically at the end of the year. Okay? So have an amazing full moon, and I'll talk to you soon.